Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for listening. The Board of Commissioners is preparing for the time ahead, including the formal budget season, which takes up most of the spring. Through the summer, autumn, and winter, we've been learning more about the budget, down to specific items, programs, and expenditures, their histories, and whether they are discretionary. As promised, we deliberately began getting into studying the budget nearly a year ahead of schedule, given the historic situation that we're facing. This week, we had our first formal look at an overview of the fiscal year 2025 budget. As expected, we're facing a serious budget deficit from the start, but that deficit is even greater than we imagined that it was going to be. Last year, we anticipated a $7 million budget deficit, and we found out this week that it will be $13.1 million instead. This does not include the additional $10.8 million that the Board of Education has requested from us. Neither does it include agency requests from various departments to our partner agencies. Everything from inflation to the economy in general to increased demands on services such as the Department of Fire and EMS are factoring into our fiscal situation. And of course, there's Blueprint, the state-mandated requirements for education, which will ultimately cost us more than $53 million. All of this is simply unaffordable. We cannot borrow our way out of it. And even if we raised every single tax, we couldn't tax our way out of it. We can't ignore it either. In situations like Blueprint, the state has threatened to brutally cut 25% of our education funding if we don't comply. And the state's position on this makes no sense. They're threatening to punish us by withholding funding over something that we can't afford in the first place. The other major issue for the coming fiscal year is that tax revenues for the county have fallen by nearly $15 million. We're not alone. Other counties are also facing this issue. So what we have are decreased revenue, increasing expenses, increasing requests, and mostly unfunded state mandates in education. I'm sharing all of this with you for the sake not only of transparency, but understanding the precipitous situation we face. And the simple question that we are faced with is, how do we do the most we can with what we have? What do we prioritize, ensuring the highest level of service possible with what limited resources we have? We can't do everything. Over the past year, we haven't added any new government entities, departments, or functions. In fact, we've reformed county government, such as with the combining of the Departments of Planning and Land Management into one single department. Unless something dramatically changes with respect to planned revenue, we are at a crossroads. We're confronted with two major decisions, both of which are related to one another. The first major decision is, do we cut or change the services that the county currently offers? Do we have to delay, or slow, or alter how the Department of Fire and Emergency Services is being implemented? Do we reconsider particular services the county currently provides, which might be better handled by the private sector rather than the government, such as transit or recycling? Do we reconsider county funding for nonprofits and local organizations? Do we have to ask our municipalities to contribute toward education, toward fire and EMS, and toward law enforcement, as they use schools, fire, and EMS, and rely on the sheriff from time to time? There are many other such questions that fall under government activities and services to be considered. Additionally, in a more long-term sense to increase revenue, do we pursue options such as increasing the amount of industrially and commercially zoned land in the county, and do we partner with municipalities to make that happen? Additionally, as agriculture continues to drive our economy, increasing at a rate of 25%, do we find ways to incentivize farming or other agricultural uses, such as agritourism, wineries, horticulture, and biomedia and medicine? And the second major decision, while none of us desire to do it, do we ultimately find that we are forced to raise taxes because we have no other alternative? Now, at present, these are only questions and conversations. No decisions have yet been made. Those will come through the budget process in the weeks ahead. But again, it's important to bear in mind that we are faced with necessities. The services provided by the Department of Fire and EMS, for example, are a necessity. At present, there is no other way to provide these services. The volunteer companies are having a difficult time keeping up with the calls that are coming in, not because it's their fault, but because volunteerism is waning. The blueprint formula forced on the school system by the state is not of the Board of Education's choosing, but again, the state is threatening to take away funding from the Board of Education if they don't comply. Roads, schools, bridges, law and order, these are all vital to our county. All of these things form a part of the place we live and depend on and build, a place that is home. We find ourselves in a situation not of our making, but one we must make right. I tell you all of these things again as a point of transparency and to increase understanding about what it is that we face. The decisions aren't simple, and the choices are not easy. But my fellow commissioners and myself are ready, dedicated, and determined to find solutions. As always, we look forward to hearing from you about the budget or about any other issue. I hope that the spring is wonderful for you, and I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for listening.